special mantra for opening the chakras, and we don't have time today. So we'll do it tomorrow. So we'll just go straight into the asanas. The asanas are nothing new. You know all the asanas. It's the order, and it's the combination of asanas that's meant to open the chakras. Okay. So we'll start that. Please come in front of your mat. Hands to your heart out. Breath. Out breath, hands down. Try to move like a dancer. Stand up. And then bend knees a little bit. And clasp your hands in the back. Uttanasana. Hands down. Left foot back. Stretch the breathing. Try to stretch here. Okay. The left knee should be on the floor. Then right foot back. And then knees, chest, and chin. Knees, chest, and chin. And then up. Back and down dog. Left foot up between your hands. Right knee down, stretch. Right leg forward to meet the back. Uttanasana. Clasp your hands in the back. Up into Tadasana. And then don't stop. Constant movement. Watch. Go back into the. Then left foot back. Left knee down. Stretch. Right leg back, plank, knees, chest, and chin, one by one. Cobra. Back into down dog. Right foot up between your hands. Stretch. Back foot up between your hands. Uttanasana. Cross in the back. Up into Tadasana. And hands back to your chest. That's warm. This is just a warm up. This is not any particular chakras, right? Hands down. Tadasana. Uttanasana, clasp in the back. Hands down, left foot back. Left knee to the floor. Stretch. Right foot back. Plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Left foot up between your hands. Right knee down. Stretch. Right leg up between your hands. Uttanasana. Clasp in the back. Up into Tadasana. And then one graceful motion. Keep going. Uttanasana. Then your right foot back. Right knee down. Stretch. Left foot back. Plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Back in the down dog. Left foot up. Right foot up. Clasp behind. Up into Tadasana. And then keep going for the other side. Hands down, right foot back. Knee on the floor. Stretch. Left foot back. Plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right leg up between your head. Left leg forward. Looking up. Clasp in the back. Up into Tadasana. Namaste. In breath. exhale, hands down. Tadasana. Uttanasana with a clasp. Hands down, left foot back. Knee down, stretch. Right foot back. Plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down, down. Left foot up. Right foot up to medium. Uttanasana with a clasp. Tadasana. And then keep going. No pause. Hands down, right foot back. Plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right foot forward. Left foot forward. Uttanasana. Uttanasana. Namaste. Breathe in. Breathe out. Release the hands. Uttanasana. Uttanasana. Left foot back. Right foot back, plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down, down. Left foot forward. Right foot forward to knee. Uttanasana with a clasp. Tadasana. And then keep moving. Right foot back. Stretch. Knee out front. Left foot back. Right. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right foot up. Left foot up. Uttanasana with a clasp. Tadasana. Hands to your chest. Stop there. Come down on your bottom. Then we're going to start on the chakras, okay? What's the first chakra? Muladhara, right? At the beginning. And then it's just a Janu Shirsasana with your left foot leg forward. Can I borrow your channel? Okay. We have a problem at the lower end and at the top end of the on the knots. You can't twist them. You can't twist the top of your head, okay? And you can't really twist the perineum. So whereas the twist at those two points, you just put pressure on it and it opens it. You see acupressure, right? So instead of trying to untwist, you just put pressure and it opens the twist, okay? So try to get your right heel tucked in below your muladhara. So you're not sitting on it, okay? It's just tucked in and then left leg forward. And then don't come down, just go halfway and breathe. Breathe there. Five. Four. Three. Keep breathing, but breathe through your muladhara chakra. Don't breathe through your nose. Breathe through the chakra. Okay? It's breathing out and in. Concentrate on the chakra where your heel is touching. Breathe out. Five. In. Breathe out. In. Breathe out, three. Breathe in. Breathe out, two. Breathe in. Breathe out one. Breathe in. Come up. Arms up. And then go down into a real generation session. Five out. In. Four out. In. Three out. In. Two out. In. One out. In. Come up to sitting. Switch your legs. Heel into the perineum, muladhara. And then halfway down. And just breathe through the perineum. Five. Out breath first. In. Four out. Four in. Three out. Three in. Two out. Two in. One out. One in. Come up. Raise your arms. And then come down into a real janushirasana. Five out. Five in. Four out. Four in. Three out. Three in. Two out. Two in. One out. One in. And then come up. We finished putting pressure, which is the untwist, right? In the muladhara. What's the next thing to do?
Stretch.
Yeah, stretch. So how about balakonasana? If you can, open your soles to your feet like a boot. And then we'll just take five breaths to the perineum, okay? Don't go down yet. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. And then come down over your feet. As far as you can. Breathe out five. Breathe in. Breathe out four. Breathe out three. Breathe in. Breathe out two. Breathe in. Breathe out one. Breathe in. And then come up to sitting. Yingbo's going to demonstrate a Tibetan pose. No, that kind of thing. You know Ashwini Mudra? Yeah, so that's where you are contracting your anus, right? Because horses do something, I don't know what. Okay? So this is similar, but you move the position up between your legs. Okay, so it shouldn't be, you're not contracting your anus, you're contracting at the perineum. Okay? And you'll do small contractions as you breathe. So cross your legs comfortably now, Nimbo. Sit comfortably. Hands and chin with that. And then we're just going to breathe normally and do a contraction between the pee-pee place and the poo-poo place, okay? Contraction there, okay? What is that? Why are we doing that? Yeah, we finished stretching. Now we want to gather the prana into the sushumna, okay? So just five calm, slow breaths. And contract that area. Ready? Out five. In five. Out four. In three. In three. Out two. In two. Out one. In one. And relax, okay? Now we have to check out the cranium, right? So that's a special Tibetan pose. Nimbo's gonna show you. It's called Bechung Sung. Okay. One, two, three. Okay, they do it in Tibet, but you do it from standing. You go into a cross leg and you fall. And it really, that's Bab Chen, this is Bab Chung. Chung means smaller version, okay? Don't forget who's the client for this yoga. There are 10 levels of this yoga. We are doing level one, okay? It's supposed to be easy. We want to make it happy and comfortable for people. These are working people. If they aren't happy, they won't come back. If it's too hard for them, they won't come back. They'll say, oh, yoga is too hard for me. So the idea is do each step with the chakra, but as simple as possible, as easy as possible. Because your goal is what? You want to open their chakras. Why? You want to make them happy and smart. Then if they only come once, you don't have enough time. Okay? So the goal is just to get them to come back. Okay? And if it's too easy, that's okay. If it's too difficult, they won't come back. Okay? So the first series, there are 10 levels, right? First one just should be easy, okay? So show that like level two would be with a full lotus. And then you would be doing it out of rooster. Right? And then they won't come back, okay? So just crossing your legs in Sukhasana. And then don't hit your sit bones. You're not supposed to hit the bone. It's in front of the bone. You're hitting the place where the chakra is, in the middle, okay? So three, then relax for one breath. And then three more. Relax for one breath. And then three more. Relax for one breath. Then we're just going to do a simple vinyasa. Yeah? I personally like people to raise their hands up. And then you set your hands nicely. And then you do your little jump back. And then just go through a vinyasa. And then stop in down dog and hold. If you can jump through, your feet jump through and sit down. That's nice. No, it's okay. What's the next chakra? Svadhisthana. Okay? Say Svadhisthana. Svadhisthana. Yeah, Svadhisthana. Great. So lay back on your back. This is at your tailbone. So the first thing we're going to try to do is twist at the tailbone. Left foot to your right thigh. Right arm to your left knee. Left hand to the sky. And then open like a book. Left hand goes out to the side and knee comes over to the side. And look to your left. Straighten your arm. Left arm. Straighten your left arm. Try to get all five fingernails touching the ground. All five fingernails touching the ground. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Reverse to the other side. So you're going to raise your right knee. Left hand to the right knee. Right arm to the sky. And then open like a book. At the same time. Open your arm and open your knee at the same time. same time, like this. Yeah, nice. Alright. All your fingernails on the floor, arms straight. Four. Three. Two. One. Come back to center. And then sit up. What do we have to do next? Stretch what? Scottish time. Stretch your Scottish time. How? Yeah, just a question. Now, firstly, you know, what's good is to have your client, you want your client to be aware of their chakra, right? They have to think about their chakra. So it's good to pause, say, go down half range, and just breathe out of your sthana. The breath is not going like this. It's going like this. So five breaths, just breathe out of your sthana. Five out. Four out. Three out, two out, one out, raise and then lower into a full Paschimottanasana. Five, four, three, two, one, come up. What's the next step? Gather in the prana. So we'll be doing like a Navasana. Bring your knees up halfway. And then you can either keep them bent or you can straighten them. Five. Four. Spread your fingers. Three. Two. One. Come down, lie on your back. What's the next step? We stretch. And we gather.
Yeah.
Now we have to shake it out. You know windshield pose, windshield wiper? Ninda, you want to do? Keep your feet where they on the ground, okay? It's not a side twist with both knees. It's not a side twist with both knees. Keep your soles of your feet in the same place. Bend your knees. Keep your head back on the floor. And then just drop your knees to the left. Yeah, like that. Knees up. Drop to the right. Knees up. Drop to the left. Knees up. Drop to the right. Knees up. Drop to the left. Knees up, drop to the right. Knees up, drop to the left. Knees up, drop to the right. Knees up, drop to the left. Knees up, drop to the right. Knees up, straighten your legs. Come up to sitting. Cross your legs, go through a vinyasa. Stay in down dog. Left foot forward into the lunge. Right knee to the floor. Keep them perpendicular, okay? So you're not in a deep lunge, you're in a straight lunge. Both are perpendicular, okay? Raise your right arm to the sky. And then twist over your left leg. You can do namaste if you want. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2. This is a twist at the Manipur. 1. Bring your right leg forward into an Uttanasana. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Left knee to the ground. And reverse. Namaste over your other side. Don't do a deep lunge, it's a straight, right? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then bring up your left foot forward into Uttanasana again. So this we're doing twist and stretch at the same time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come to sitting. Stretch out your legs and come to lying down. This is just simple leg lifts. Arms at your side. Palms down. Lift your left leg. It's flexed. Keep it flexed. Now point and lower. Right leg up. Point and lower. Left leg up. Point and lower. Right leg up. Point and lower. Left leg up. Point and lower. Right leg up. Point and lower. Left leg up. Point and lower. Right leg up. Point and lower. Left leg up. Point and lower. Right leg up. Point and lower. 1 minute breath vacation holiday. Okay. My experience, a new client needs this. Okay. The new person really needs this. You're trying to attract working people, right? Who think they can't do yoga. Maybe they're overweight. Maybe they're working on a computer all day. My experience is they really, really need a rest in between some poses. Otherwise, they'll go home. They won't come back. Now, arms at your side, palms down. Tuck your palms under your buttocks. We'll do double leg lifts, okay? Both legs up. Point and lower. 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 Come to sitting. So the twist over your knee was the twist. The Uttanasana was the stretching. This was the gathering of the prana. Right? And now we have to distribute. Okay? So we'll do Kapalabhati. means a skull, right? And it came into English as cup. Bhati is a root is bha. And it came into Greek as pho, fog. And it's in photograph or photon, and it means light. So it means shining skull, right? Kapalabhati. Chinmudra. My experience is that a completely new person, I don't think they can do more than 15, something like that. So we'll just do, we're pretending that you're a working person, right? Not a yoga teacher. Okay, and then we'll do like 15 rounds. Breathe in, and then start Kapalabhati. Stop, big in-breath, big out-breath, big in-breath, big out-breath. Extend both of your feet. What's next? We just finished the mani prayer. Anahata. Right? So we're going to try to twist the heart chakra. Right? We're going to try to open it with a twist. So Matsyen Varasana, okay? So you'll be crossing your left knee over your left foot over your right knee. And raise your right arm. And then come down. I think for a new person, I tell them to just raise their arm like this. And try to stretch your fingers. Get some kind of movement. And look over your left shoulder. Yeah? Hold for 5. 4. Three. Two. One. Release and counter twist to the other side. And then switch your feet. I have to show you one more thing, okay? Where these cross at here, what do you call bruvor, right? Madhya bruva. When people feel under stress, they tighten this knot. How? Like this. You can see people, they get something here, right? It comes from this knot, okay? It's a sign of this knot. When you feel unhappy or you're in pain or something, then you get this knot here, okay? So what's the easy way to open this knot? Don't forget that these two side shells, the two bad guys, they come down to here, right? Okay. So you have to try to release the tension in this area. What's a good way to do? Smile. Okay, just smile, okay? Really, lasyasana, okay? Lasya means smile, right? Asana. And that's a real asana. In Tibet, that's a real asana, okay? So if you, physically, if you smile, it takes pressure off the two termination points, and that takes pressure off of here. I think especially in Kapalabhati, what most people are going like this. And my teacher was very strict, you know, how to smile during Kapalabhati. Okay? Because if you're doing this, you are tightening that. You are tightening these things, you see? You're supposed to be loosening them. But if you are like this in your asana, if your mouth goes down, there's more pressure on this knot physically. It's just a physical thing. That's why people smile. And that's why people frown. It's a channel thing. It's all to do with the knot here. Okay? So in your asana, now you're going to do the right side of Matsyen Varasana. You're going to smile like Mona Lisa. Friendly, happy. Virgin Mary. I call sometimes Virgin Mary smile. Okay? Happy smile. Happy face. Relax the Hold for five. Four. Three. Two. One. Counter twist to the other side. Palms, hands up like this. Slap the mat, vinyasa. Come to down dog, hold for a minute. Five. Four. Three. I'm not going to keep you down that long. Left foot forward between your hands. Come up into warrior two. Hold for five. Five. Try not to lean towards your front knee. Try to get your torso's back a little bit. Five. Four. Tuck your tailbone if you can. Three. Lasyasana, lasyasana, lasyasana. Yeah. Giggle, giggle, lasana. Run. Straighten your left leg. In reverse your feet. And warrior two. Five. Bring your torso back. Four. Tuck your tail. Four. Three. Smile. Two. One. Straighten your right leg. Shorten your stance. Bring the feet a little bit closer. Left arm up. Make contact between your left ear and your right arm. Bicep and the ear. Make contact. Then we're going to do, it's a Trikonasana variation. You won't go down all the way. Probably you can go down to your knee or your calf, but go down, bend to the left, keep your arms straight, and don't lose the contact. Keep the contact. You won't be able to go very far. This is stretching Ida, okay? You are stretching Ida. You won't want Starbucks so much. Really? Okay. This is stretching in. Five. Don't try it. Three. Two. One. Come up. Reverse the arms. Make contact, okay? Make contact. Keep the elbow straight. The palm will be facing the floor, okay? And then bend to your left. Now you're stretching Pingala. You won't get upset if I push you a little bit. Okay? Keep the contact. Five. Four. You can look to the ceiling. Palm to the floor. Three. Two. One. Come up. Gracefully step to the front of your mat. By the way, you feel it's much more of a stretch, right? And if you do, you know, if you just do this, it's not stretching it so much. This is prettier. This one is prettier, but it's not tapping the bad guys as much. Okay? Alright? Hands to your chest. Clasp your finger. Hands to the sky. And then bend to your right. Opening which channel? Ida. 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 Bend to your right. Tuck your tailbone if you know what that is. Four. The prana will flow better. Three. Two. One. Come up to center. Change the clasp. And then bend to the other side. Five. Smile. Four. Three. Straighten your elbows. Two. One. And then come up to straight. This, all these bends to the sides, you can bring your head. They work better if you're, you know, tailbone can be out like that, right? You think it's doing good, right? Oh, I have such a nice bend in my. Try to tuck it. Okay, it's like this. Okay, and then it stretches the knot here, Svadhisthana and the Manipura. It lengthens them. Okay, instead of this thing tightens them. Okay, so especially when you're doing a side bend, it's good to straighten them. Okay, and next is tree, Parkshasana. Your right leg will be bent. Your client, who's been at a computer for the last 10 years, for 12 hours a day, this is okay. If they just do on their ankle, that's okay. And then namaste at your heart. If you can do, bring it up to your groin. Right? If you want to improve in this pose, close your eyes. Fall down a few times. Three. Fall down a few times, it's good. Two. One. Release. Other side. Even if you don't want to close your eyes, just close them halfway and you can get more experience in it. Five. Four. Three, two, it's okay. One, bring it like that. It's good to fall down, okay? It means you're making progress, okay? It's good. Really, it's good. You can open your eyes and it's safe and you don't learn anything and you don't get any progress, right? You close your eyes and you fall down a few times and then you get better. Okay, so come down to sitting. We're working on the heart chakra, Anahata. And we want to put some pressure on it from the back. How? How to put pressure on the back of your heart? Yeah, half shoulder stand. Okay, Nimbo will demonstrate. You're not trying to make a shoulder stand. You're not trying to get your feet straight up. The feet should be at a diagonal, you see? He's not even trying to make them straight. Because what? That would be good to do for the Vishuddha chakra. That would help the chakra at your neck. But we are working on a different place. We are working on the heart chakra. So this is actually better for the heart chakra. Later we'll do the shoulder stand for the Vishuddha. But we'll do it in the right order, right? We're going up, right? So this is Viparita Karani, very famous in Hatha Yoga. So go into a Viparita Karani. Try to feel pressure behind your heart. Try to feel pressure on the mat behind your heart, not your neck. Try to feel pressure behind your heart. We'll hold for 10. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, smile, 2, one, come down slowly. Hands up and do a vinyasa. Come up to sitting and do a vinyasa.
That's beautiful.
Come to down dog. Into plank. And lower all the way down. We're going to try to do some stretching now at the heart chakra, but from the back. So, hands to your sides, palms up, and we'll go Shalabhasana, right? Locust pose, okay? So, on an in-breath, come up, heads up, chest up, legs up, arms up, hold for five. Five, smile, four, three, two, smile. One, smile. I'm not letting you down until everybody smiles. Just sigh. I think everybody's smiling. Okay, come down, come down. Tuck your hands under your head and take a nice rest. Turn your head to the left. Make a pillow and turn your head to the left. I found out if you let new people do this, they will come back. And if you don't let them do this, they don't come back. This is a miracle. Five. Relax. Smile. Four. Three. Two. One. Dhanurasana. Grab your ankles. And then in an in-breath, come up into Dhanurasana. Five. Smile. I'm going to hold you till everybody smiles. Four. Nice smile. Three. Yeah. Two. One. Come down, pillow the other way. Pillow your head the other way. We'll rest for five. Five. Four. Three. Back bends, they help to gather the prana into the heart area. You don't want to do too much into the heart because there's a problem. A vata disorder, right? You could get too much prana in the heart and it makes you kooky and nervous. So we don't do it too much. Now we have to distribute the drops of the heart. So we're going to do what's called, say, giling. Say, giling.
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 Jidem. Giling is a lady horse, racing horse? Lady racing horse. Giling. Ji means her milk. Jem means she has to spread it out. And she does this, Ningbo's going to show you, very difficult pose. Okay? One. Two. Okay, just a horse roll. It's called horse roll. Okay, it distributes the prana in the back of the heart. Okay, so five horse rolls. I suggest you exhale going back, inhale going up. I would go a little bit farther than you, but I would go all the way down to the ground in the front. Thanks. Okay, come to sitting. What's the next chakra? Yeah, Vishuddha, which in Tibet we call Sambhoga, okay? But that's a different story. We'll talk about it tomorrow. So we're going to just do a tabletop. Which way are your fingers?
Which way are your fingers?
Fingers towards your feet. And come up into the tabletop. Let your head go back gently, okay? Move your neck a little. You're working on your neck chakra, right? Five. two, one, release. Tomorrow we'll be turning the head, yes and no, and we'll be untwisting at the head, okay? At the neck. So after untwisting, what's next?
Stretch.
Stretch what? Yeah, neck chakra. Shoulder. What's a good way to do that? Shoulder stand. Okay, go to shoulder stand. My experience, new people, maybe 15 breaths, right? Maybe 10. Going to shoulder stand. Try to breathe through the back of your neck. Try to breathe through the back of your neck. 15. Ten. Five. Four. Smile. Three. Two. One. Please come down. We finished untwisting the neck. We finished stretching the neck. What's next? Yeah, some kind of gathering, okay? Some kind of gathering motion. So please come to sitting. And take a sukhasana, easy cross legs. Chin movement. We're going to do a little bit of Uddiyana Bandha, okay? But not with retention. Okay? Not withholding your breath. Why? It will make them tense. It will make a new person tense. You will destroy all the progress they make. In 5 seconds of holding, they will lose all the opening of the chakra. Okay? So tightening in and up, but without retention. So breathe easy, breathe nice, slow, shallow, but try to bring it up and in. Okay? Stomach to spine, right? Bring your stomach to spine. But don't try to hold your breath. Okay? So breathe slowly, breathe shallowly, but bring some gathering motion into here. Hold it. 5. But breathe. 4. 3, 2, 1, extend your legs out in front of you, elbows to the ground and back of it, and Matsyasana, right? Fish pose. Come, you're up on your shoulders, and then bring your neck back. Later, at a higher level, you'll be in Padmasana, but not now. Okay? Come up on your back on your head. 5, 4, 3, 2. Because we're going to want to put pressure on the top of our head. your clients, most of them won't be able to do a headstand right away, right? Five. Four. Three. Two. Look up, you can stay down if you want, but look up at Ningbo. He's going to show you modified headstand for new people, for beginners, because most of them can't do a regular headstand, right? We're talking for new people. See, I've used to get some pressure on the Sahasrara chakra. Get some pressure here. This is the final pose. It releases all the prana. And if you do this one, and you have some release of the knot here, you feel really good. It feels... You'll see if you do this series every day, and it's moving up the chakras, and the prana is finally moving in the sushumna, you just feel better afterwards. You feel happy, you don't feel tense. Sometimes I do Ashtanga, I feel tense, I don't know why. I did for them, the first 3 years of my yoga, I did Ashtanga, and I was taught by, I went to Sri Tathagata, you know, and but it made me tense and angry afterwards, I don't know why. I'm not sure, but and each person is different. Some people really it helps them a lot. For me, I feel tense and I feel angry afterwards. So the idea here is if you put some pressure on the top of the head, if you open the last chakra, then the sushumna, the prana is moving and you feel something relaxed or you feel something happy and, I don't know, contented, right? So we'll start with, I don't know, what do you say? How many would you do for a new person? I don't know. How many breaths? Headstand.
100 breaths.
How many breaths? What, 10? No. For a new person? How many in a real headstand for a new person?
5 seconds.
Huh?
I think 15 maybe.
I don't
think 15 seconds, 20 seconds.
Yeah, let's try 15, okay? So come up into the headstand.
One second, yes.
Yeah. If you want to do the half, it's okay. If you want to do the half, it's okay. If you want to stay in the half, just try to walk your feet in a little bit. Okay. If you want to stay. If you can do it for his head, it's okay. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five. Come down into child's pose. Hold. Come into Shavasana. We'll be doing about 10 minutes of Shavasana. be doing a little massage on some people. If you don't want, if you're too shy, then just shake your head. And I'll do more. to move your fingers and toes. Move your head from side to side. Come over on your left side. Relax for a second. Slowly come up to sitting at the front of your neck. Today we tried to learn something about opening the Sushumna, and the goal of that was to make other people happy, to make the people who come here to take yoga from you, to make them happy, contented, peaceful. So today we did a lot of good karma. So the last thing in our tradition, the last thing to do is to give that karma away. So in your mind, take all the good things you learned today, all the sweet things you learned today, and offer them to the people who will come to this place in the future. Offer the good karma of everything you did today. Give it to the people who come to this yoga studio in the future. They should be happy, contented, should have a good life, happy life. Give your efforts today to them. Your hands at your heart. We'll do one Om together. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Thank you. Okay, for tomorrow, say chi,
chi,
nan,
nan,
tap,
tap,
la,
la,
tor,
tor,
pe,
pe,
chi,
chi,
nan,
nan,
tap,
tap,
la,
la,
tor,
tor,
pe,
pe.
Chi nan tap la tor, that means chi means to move the prana from the outside. When you do a twist, you're moving prana, right? Nang means how to do from the inside with meditation, okay? So you have to, we say, sore bad means you can't divide them. You have to do both at the same time. You can't just move prana with your body. You have to move it with your mind also. And you can do both at the same time. So in our asana, we are doing the poses, but we are also moving the prana with the mind on the inside. That's nang. So qi nang, outside, inside, tor bei means use both of them together. So today we learned qi, right? We did out, outside. But tomorrow we'll learn some inner way to move the prana. And then you do them both, it's very powerful. Inner way is faster, easier, less expensive. But the outside way is more, you make progress. You know, you say, oh, today I learned to do, I did my first Urdhva Dhanurasana. You know, you feel happy. To measure the mind's progress is very difficult. So how long did you meditate? 6 months. How are you doing? I feel worse than before. So should you stop meditation? No. Do you realize how bad I would be if I wasn't doing meditation? Like, okay, so it's good to have hope. So tomorrow we'll learn to move the prana. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.